I was born at Warrensburg, Missouri, in March. Didn't never give no day, just March. The master, he have a very fine home, about 10 rooms built of common brick. It were a very purty house. We had log cabins, all in a long row, piles of them. They was made of good old Missouri logs daubed with mud, and the chimney was made of sticks daubed with mud. Our beds was poles nailed to sticks standing on the floor, with cross sticks to hold the straw ticks. Big boys and grown folks wore jeans and domestic shirts. Us little kids wore just a gown. In the wintertime, we wore the same, only with brogans with brass toles. A big bell hanging in the center of all the cabins rang at 4 a.m., and then most of the grown folks worked from dawn till 11 at night. I carried in the water and the wood to the missus' house and helped Ma. We never had no Saturdays off like they do now, nor no Sundays off neither. No games, no play, only work. After work, we mostly go to bed. We kids did, early. But I wake up lots of times and hear my Ma and Pappy praying for freedom. They do many times. Most of the Negroes cooked in the cabins. But my mammy was a house girl, and lots of times fetched my breakfast from the master's house. Most of the Negroes, though, cooked in or near the cabins. They mostly used dog irons and skillets. But when they wanted to bile anything, they used tin buckets. It were just plain hoe cakes, mostly. No dishes, or dish like we has nowadays, no sir. This year hoe cake was plain old white cornmeal battered with salt and water. Not much grease, just enough to keep it from sticking. We had some coffee sometime, but it was made of burned cornmeal. That was pretty good coffee. We never had no flapjacks in the cabins. No, sir. Flapjacks was something special for only master and the missus. That makes me remember a funny story about flapjacks. My Ma brought some flapjack stuff down to the cabin one day. You know, just wiped it from the house where she worked. Well, Ma was frying away when she hears the missus coming with her parrot. So Ma hides them flapjacks right quick under the pad on the chair. Soon the missus come in our cabin and was talking to my mammy when that crazy old parrot, he began to get fussy like something was wrong. He was a smart parrot. Pretty soon the missus go over to sit in the chair Ma had with the big pad on it, and before the missus could set down, that crazy parrot began to yell, "Look out, man, it's hot." And sure enough, the missus, she get a peek at a flapjack sticking through under the pad where Ma hid them. And Ma almost got a good licking for that. We never had no jails. Your back was your jail. When you done something serious, Master Warren called in the whoppers, and they made your back bleed and then rub salt into the skin. After that, they chained you to a tree and let you suffer. We always knowed when they was going to sell, because they would let them lay around and do nothing, just feed them and get fat. They even smeared their faces with bacon rind to make them look greasy and well-fed before the sale. We never had no block on Master Warren's place. We calls it putting them on the stump. But the stump was neither block nor stump. It were a box, big wooden box. There were some buyers from South Texas was after to buy my step-pappy, but the master would never sell him. So one time they comes up to our place at buying time, that was about once every year, and while buying other slaves, they asked Master Warren if he wouldn't sell my step-pappy. because he was a sure enough worker in the field. He could do more work than three ordinary men. But the master tried to get rid of the buyer again by saying, I don't take no old offer of $2,000 for Charlie, and I won't sell under $2,500. The buyer, he said right quick, sold right here. So that's how he come to leave us. We never seed him again. Like they broke my mammy up. But that's the way we slaves had it.